I'm going to talk about the idea of progress. The idea of progress can be defined as an improvement, development, or change. To illustrate my notion, I will talk about HEDS, or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, is a set of symptoms resulting from the destruction or siege of the immune system by the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. We know that AIDS still raises some ethical questions. So to what extent does the scientific progress on AIDS contract moral principles? First of all, we should see the scientific progress that has been made over the years, and finally we should see the acceptance of the disease today compared with the past. Firstly, scientific progress. Indeed, treatments have been developed over time. The use of drugs known as antiretroviral drugs. They consist of blocking the multiplication of the virus. The benefits of this improvement are, of course, very important. On the one hand, the infection no longer progresses. The person is healthier, and on the other hand, the virus can no longer be transmitting during sexual relations, even if they are unprotected. Finally, treatment also makes it possible to give birth to HIV negative children. Vaccination is still under study with two aspects. On the one hand, the introduction of a preventive vaccine to avoid contracting the virus. On the other, a therapeutic vaccine which would stimulate the immune defense, at least temporarily, so that the infection can be controlled without taking medication. Secondly, acceptance of the disease today compared to the past. This disease has caused much discrimination, physical or moral, in the injustice. Over the years, mentalities have changed thanks to the knowledge of the transmission of the disease, but also thanks to the progress of medicine. In the past, discrimination and injustice were persist. In the movie Philadelphia, directed by Jonathan Demme, in the 1993, a brilliant young lawyer, Andrew Beckett, is fired because of his illness. Victim of the inequality of his associates, he will fight hard to win the lawsuit against this injustice. This movie shows you the extent to which people with the AIDS could be rejected by society. To this day, people's view of the disease and the sick has improved, but remain difficult and unjust. There is much less discrimination, and people are better understood, and therefore less rejected. There is a lot of denigration out of fear. To conclude, it can be said that the scientific progress can be very useful in the inventing or curing diseases. But it raises many ethical questions, such as discrimination, for example. In my view, more prevention is needed to ensure that people are better informed, so that discrimination against people with the head is reduced or eliminated.